Hi, it's Melissa Moore. Welcome to Mile High Magazine on this Sunday morning and talking with Dr. Dunn this morning about something that maybe you're not familiar with. It's Botox therapy for the bladder. Good morning, Dr. Dunn.
Good morning.
All right. So first off, when you say Botox therapy for the bladder, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, most women think of Botox as removing wrinkles and cosmetic reasons.
Sure.
But Botox is used in medicine for lots of other things. It's used for migraine, and it's used for overactive bladder. And, you know, overactive bladder is when you have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And your bladder kind of controls your life. And it affects you personally and professionally. And Botox is a great life-changing treatment option.
And how does it work? I mean, we know that it paralyzes for wrinkles. You know, it paralyzes like the little muscles temporarily for wrinkles. So how does it work when it comes to bladder treatments?
Well, it's injected into the muscles in the bladder. We do this under anesthesia. Not at a hospital, but
okay,
just under anesthesia. And it helps the muscles relax. So women don't have that constant symptom of the bladder muscle spasming,
which
causes a sensation of having to urinate and then greater urgency. And that urgency sticks around. And so the Botox paralyzes those muscles and makes them work more correctly.
Okay. So explain, I guess, maybe the best place to start here is overactive bladder. What is it? How does it happen?
Well, we don't know how it happens. And we know that it can affect women of all ages. And overactive bladder is the sensation of urinary frequency and urgency without anything wrong. Like if you go to the bathroom 10 or 11 times a day and always feel like you need to go, and you just went, and then you still feel like you need to go, and then you go to the bathroom, and there's hardly any urine in there, that is overactive bladder.
Oh, okay.
And we don't know what causes it, but we do know how to treat it.
Okay. So it can happen to, does it happen to men as well, or is this just a female thing?
No, it's primarily a female thing, but it can happen to men a lot, and men do the same kind of treatments as women. But women tend not to talk about it. It's kind of suffering in silence.
Why do you think that is with women?
I think, first of all, I think women are shy about their symptoms,
mm-hmm,
especially when it's something so personal.
Sure.
But the other thing that I think is that people think this is just, I have to accept this. This is what my life is now.
And you're here to tell them that is not the case, that there is help
out
there.
That is not the case. You can come see us.
Okay.
And we can help with that.
Okay. So we don't really know what causes it, but we know that Botox can make the symptoms better. Is that right?
Yes. It's very effective. And it's been used for lots of other things. And, you know, the thing is, it can be effective for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Women age 20 can have an overactive bladder, and women age 90 can have overactive bladder.
So it doesn't really have to do, because you'll hear some women talk about how they're running to the bathroom when they sneeze or things like that because of having a baby and muscles that are not as strong. This has nothing to do with that, or does
it? No. Well, sometimes it does, because sometimes there's a combination of what we call stress incontinence, which is the laxity of the muscles. And sometimes you can use physical therapy to help these overactive bladder. But Botox is a great alternative.
And how quickly does it start working? Because obviously getting a shot there would be a little uncomfortable and painful. So that's why you do it under anesthesia. But then how quickly will a patient start seeing results?
Oh, they'll see results right away.
Okay. And then how long does it last?
Well, it can last anywhere from 3 months to a year. I have some patients who live out of the country who come and see me once a year just to get their Botox. And then some women, it only lasts 3 months, but it is an additive effect. So the first time might be 3 months, and the second time might be 4 or 5 months. And then the third time might be 6 months. And so It just depends on the patient and their physiology.
And Dr. Dunn, as far as cost, I mean, I would have to think that is it about the same as a regular Botox, you know?
Oh, gosh, no. Your insurance covers it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good to know.
It's not considered cosmetic or experimental or anything like that. It's covered by your insurance.
Okay, so it's something that's been going, you've been doing for a while then.
Oh, yes, many years. And women just don't know about it, that it's so easy to do.
Right.
And again, they don't know to ask about it or to talk to their primary care doctors or specialists like me about it. By the time they come to me, they've really suffered for many years with this problem usually.
Right. And explain, what is your specialty, just for folks so they understand?
Well, I'm what they call a gynecologist, and it's a urology for women.
Mm.
And so we do gynecology. We do all aspects of women's health, maintenance, health, wellness, menopause, polycystic ovarian syndrome, all of that. But we also do the urology for women of the lower genital tract. So we take care of women that have problems with bladders, their uteruses, that kind of thing.
I was going to say, it seems like a lot of times those things all go hand in hand.
They do. And it's really hard to separate them out. And this is only really, it's been a specialty for many years, but it's only been board certified for about 10 years.
Oh, that's interesting. So you've been doing this for a lot longer than that, though.
Oh, yes. I've always loved it.
What do you find? What's the commonality when women come to see you and they find out that you do both of these things? What do they say?
They are so happy. We find out that we are the one-stop shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we can take care of them from head to toe.
And how do you start when a woman's coming in and she's got some issues going on? What's the first thing that you're doing? Is it blood work? Is it an exam? Is it both of those things?
It's an exam, and then it's what we call urodynamic testing. We do some testing where we fill up the bladder and we hook them up to a computer and find out exactly what's going on. And it's great because then we don't have to guess.
Right.
We can see what happens to their bladder as it fills up and as when they have to urinate. And it's a little uncomfortable test, but we do all that we can to make it more comfortable. And women just have to talk about it. You know, they're afraid to talk about it. That's the thing. People are so happy that urogynecologists exist.
Right, right. Why, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but is there a shame aspect to it, or is there just a lack of knowledge?
I think it's a combination of both. I think people are ashamed because, you know, especially the older women, they start to smell like urine and they get embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And they think, I just have to live like this because I'm older.
Yeah.
And then young women just think, well, I just go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think, well, I'm just stuck with this. This is just who I am. And if you talk about it, but they're embarrassed. And, you know, sometimes I have women whose kids say, Mom, you can't even do this with me because you're always going to the bathroom.
Mm, okay.
And then they come in and say, is there something we can do?
Yeah, yeah. What is a normal amount of time, just for women listening right now, what is a normal amount of runs to the bathroom versus overactive bladder?
You should never have to run to the bathroom unless you've gotten so busy that your bladder is full. And
right.
That should be 3, 4, 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. An overactive bladder, how often are those folks that are suffering from that going to the bathroom?
Sometimes they're going 15 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Even 10 times a day when you think about that. That's every hour during the waking hours. And sometimes women have to get up at night.
Right.
And of course, the older you get, the more scarier it is to get up at night and be trying to navigate from your bed to the bathroom.
And so is it, you say women of all ages come in for this, for the Botox shot there to deal with overactive bladder. Is there an age? Is there a woman that maybe is too old for this, or is this good for anybody?
No, it's good for anybody. There's no one too old.
That I think that is probably good for a lot of women to be hearing. And I think you're right, taking away some of the shame and talking about, hey, here's what's going on with me. And like you said, you're a one-stop shop.
We definitely are.
Do you find that women after menopause do not go to the gynecologist as often?
Well, they don't, because they don't need contraception anymore and they don't need obstetric care.
Right.
So they just stop going. And you would be surprised at how many patients I see that say, this is the first pelvic exam I've had in 10 years.
Oh, okay. Well, after menopause, how often should a woman still be going in for a pelvic exam?
They should still come in and see their gynecologist every year.
Okay.
Even if they don't get a pap smear, they should come in. It's just part of your wellness.
Right.
You know, it's from the waist down is still part of your body.
Well, and I think that's interesting because I can see a lot of women saying, hey, that part of my
or
body's changed.
Hysterectomy.
Right. Right.
And so I don't need to come in anymore. And
yep.
That's just not the case.
Yeah. Because obviously other things can be going on.
And there's some good preventative things we can do to help people. I just saw that Time Magazine published a whole thing about menopause. And, you know, overactive bladder does get worse than menopause.
Okay. Interesting. Why do they think that is? Is it the lack of hormones?
It's the lack of hormones.
Right. Right. And I know you also do hormone replacement therapy there as well.
Yes, we do. We're big believers in it. We're alive through almost half our lives in menopause. We should make those our best years.
Yeah, I think a lot of women don't realize that, like, when you break it down how long your body's in menopause, it's a long time. And I love seeing some of the research and some of the studies and just more talk about menopause now and perimenopause. And I think for a lot of women, we hear about it, but we don't know what to expect.
You don't know what to expect. And when it happens, you think you're just stuck with it again.
Right.
You think this is what I have to deal with.
Right.
And you don't. You just need to find a doctor who knows how to take care of you.
Right. Right. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine in her early 40s, and she's like, I'm waking up with night sweats. She goes, I don't know what's going on with me. And I said, you may be in perimenopause. And she'd never even heard that before.
Right.
Yeah, what are some
right.
of those, before we get off the phone, what are some of the symptoms of perimenopause and how young can that start?
Perimenopause can start in the 40s and even some women in their late 30s, and it's hot flashes, decreased energy, brain fog, decreased libido, and just not feeling like yourself.
Yeah.
And your periods start to get irregular. But they don't always have to. You can have a lot of the symptomatology and still be having regular periods.
Interesting. I did not realize that. And so as a doctor, if a woman's thinking, man, am I in perimenopause? Am I in menopause? How do you determine that? Is that a test?
It's a blood test. And then we go with their symptoms and check their hormone levels and try to help them with everything we can.
All right. Dr. Dunn, thank you so much for your time today. For folks that want to reach out and get in touch with you, what is your website and phone number?
Okay, our phone number is 303-282-0006. And our website is www.urogyn.com.
All right, say that website one more time.
It's www.urogyn. Like the plural of urogyn.
Okay.
.com.
All right. Dr. Dunn, thank you so much for your time today. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa Moore, and thank you for being here for Mile High Magazine on this Sunday. And for more information on Dr. Dunn or any of the other guests that we've had here on the show, just go to your radio station's website. Go out, have a great Sunday, be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.